We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and my guest today, Fatima Bustos Choi, is going to talk to us about a topic that's really interesting. Her book, More Than Money, Five Paths to Abundance and Success for Inner-Centered Entrepreneurs. Thank you, Dr. Fatima, for coming by. How are you?
Thank you, Neil. I'm very well. Thanks for having me on your show.
All right, let's talk about this. Why, first of all, tell us your background, and then we'll talk about why you wrote the book.
Okay. Well, my background is pretty, kind of the confluence of corporate life, community life, and then holistic wellness. Mm-hmm. And I feel fortunate in being able to integrate all these aspects, because at one point I was just so focused on making it work in the corporate world and, climbing the corporate ladder of success, quote unquote, chasing the American dream, and realizing that I was losing my soul. I really got so disconnected from my own purpose for making this journey into the corporate life. Why am I doing this in the first place? And so much of what's in the book is a lot of my own lived experiences in making it okay, making it okay to be able to do well and be well at the same time. And so I've had my corporate experience. I was in the financial services and aerospace industries for, I'd say, about 25 years. Mm. And I was a director with Citibank California. That was my last corporate, post, so to speak. And then I opened my own consulting work as a leadership development, organizational development consultant, as well as an executive coach. And then even with that, there was a time when I felt this isn't all there is to life. There has to be something more. And so part of that was my own soul searching. And I was fortunate to have met three wonderful spiritual teachers. And then in 2003, a most powerful holistic practice called body and brain, integrating the mind, integrating the body, integrating energy. So it became kind of the centerpiece of my life. And I opened a holistic wellness center. And interesting enough, a lot of the people who came to the center were people like me, struggling with their corporate careers and as well as personal lives, and was able to help them regain their health, first of all, physical health, and then emotional health, mental health, and spiritual health. And so much of all of this kind of amalgamation and accumulation of all these experiences helped me to then put all of this in writing through the book. There's a little bit more to that, but I felt like...
I love that. You gave me a great summary. So why choose to help entrepreneurs for this book? Why entrepreneurs?
That's a great question, Neil, because in the beginning, they were not in my consciousness, to be honest with you. I was writing a book first, more like to the general public. And then as I interviewed people, I found out they were my clients, first of all. So they were CEOs, they were managing businesses, they were just starting to open businesses. And I thought, whoa, these were the people that I kind of attracted to write about. And so I thought, maybe this is what I'm supposed to do. Then secondly, I feel my muse became my mom. My mother was my muse for writing because, and just as I dedicated the book to her, she is the first entrepreneur and my first teacher, because at age 12, she already brought me to her store and I was her helper. And then of course, you know, it's been a circuitous route before coming to where I am today. And as a consultant, I am an entrepreneur in my own rights, you know? So I felt, given the interviewees, that this book is for them. And then of course, Neil, as you know, with the pandemic, there has been a rise in entrepreneurs. People have now been opening up their own businesses, leaving the corporate world and creating their own niches, you know, of businesses. So I feel like it's timely in many ways.
All right. So give us some tips for entrepreneurs right now to live the right life. Give us some.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if I can share what's at the heart of the book, and that is, first of all, and this leads also to your point of why entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurs were constantly working 24/7. And oftentimes we, of course, want our businesses to succeed, but many times that is at the expense of our own personal lives. And so one of the things that I introduce in the book is this idea that we do have an inner voice that knows more than we know, feels more than we feel, sees more than we see, and that we need to connect with that because we have been disconnected from it. And I'm asking entrepreneurs to connect with that inner voice for answers, for guidance to business questions, you know, as well as life questions. And then the second is the how part of that. How do you do that? So to your question, give us something for the entrepreneurs. Number one is to connect with your purpose. Why did you open the business to begin with? And we all have that, right? Like, why are you, you know, why do you have your show? Why? So it's the answering the why. Who am I? Why am I here? And then the second is, what is it that gives me passion, gives me joy? So the path of passion to fuel the dreams that you have. And then the third is that we all go through this, and that is pain. How do you slay the dragon and emerge whole? You know, so how do you go through pain? And entrepreneurs certainly have pain as a companion day in and day out. And so how do you go through pain? And as you go through pain, you will be able to connect with the promise to yourself and the possibilities of a better future for your business, for your family, for yourselves. And all of those five paths come together for the entrepreneur to then connect with that inner voice. So I recommend in the book to do some physical exercises, because as entrepreneurs, we're constantly on the go and we forget ourselves. So physical exercises, and the book has a ton of those. Oh, after each chapter, I introduce physical exercises, emotional exercises.
That's important, because an entrepreneur, and just to look at this, entrepreneur is a different person. They're different than other people. The way they are wired, the way they look at things, they have different things, and they can really, their health can go in problems. They could lose confidence in how they can grow that business. They give up after certain things happen instead of keep persevering and moving on. And your book is to teach them you can do this. And
yes,
you have to be healthy. You have to work out. You have to eat right. You have to be decisive in your decisions. And you have to have positive attitude. If you don't have any of those things, forget about it.
That's correct. You got it. Spot on. It's
exactly.
Spot on.
So Fatima, where can we go to purchase your book, Dr. Fatima? Where can we go?
Yes, of course. Thank you. Thank you, Neil. Well, I have two things. It'll be up on Amazon, first of all. It'll be on Amazon.com. And that'll be happening in 2 weeks by May 21st.
Okay.
It'll be uploaded. Yeah, it's coming up. And then my website is www.drfatima lifecoach.com.
All right.
And so if you connect to my website and if you'd like a free downloadable, one of the paths, one of the five paths. So it's up to you. If you feel like, oh, I really want to connect with my purpose, you can download that and you'll have more insights and exercises to help you connect to who am I? Why am I here?
All right, Dr. Fatima, thanks for stopping by and appreciate coming on.
Thank you, Neil. Great to meet you and all the best.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.